Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tic 10 Fit Talmud. Nida Chafhei, Nida 25b, pagination is 50. We're about a third of the way down in the beginning of a line. Aleph Lamed as an abbreviation, Omar Le Shmuel Le Rav Yehuda. Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinana, sharp one. Lo Savid Uvda Ad Shayasir, don't rule definitively that it is a child, meaning a miscarriage, a birth-like event, until the child has hair on the head. It should be that developed that there's hair. So Shmuel is the famous Rebbe of Rav Yehuda. We know Rav Yehuda learnt both by Shmuel and by Rav, and therefore we have many statements in the Talmud. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda saying things in the name of Shmuel, and Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Rav Yehuda saying things in the name of Rav. So Shmuel is teaching his student Rav Yehuda, and he says, Shinana, sharp one. He recognizes Rav Yehuda's enormous intellect, capability, a nickname. Sharp one. Don't definitively rule that it's a child with the ramifications that a miscarriage has, that it's considered a birth and therefore has the certain ritual impurities as well as the Yemei Tohar, the days of blood that are not considered Nida status. All of that package, we want to know, is it a birth? Is it not a birth? Don't consider it a birth until there's here. Now, even before we continue and develop this in the Gemara, I think you might be able to see the inference already that what he was teaching was a chumrah. Lo savid uvda. Don't do the ruling. So we could learn lo savid uvda because it's wrong, or lo savid uvda, don't do the ruling, even though one could rule more definitively than this, but I don't want you to do that. I want you to have a safeguard in place until there's here. Don't consider it a birth equivalent. In any case, that's what he said. Only when there's here. Omiyamar Shmuel Hachi asked the Gemara, did Shmuel really say that? V'yamar Shmuel achazuv achazu chosheshes. Even when there's clear liquid conception material, even then you have to worry that it might have been a birth equivalent type miscarriage. Amar Rav Ami bar Shmuel, l'didi mefarshe lemana d'mar Shmuel, I have a tradition from the master Shmuel. Lachush chosheshes. You have to be concerned that it might have been a birth equivalent and has those ramifications of a childbirth. But you may tairo lo yavinan lo ad shayasir. But we don't definitively rule and include the leniency ramifications until you see here, and then you know for sure. So what's being introduced by Rav Ami is 100%. Both traditions are true. He told Rav Yehuda, don't rule until there's here. But on the other hand, he said, once there's conception material, you have to be concerned that maybe there was a child and it deteriorated, and he's concerned that it might be a childbirth equivalent. Ask the Gemara, Lememra, are you telling me, the Misapke Leila Shmuel, that Shmuel had this as a doubt, and therefore he's covering himself on both ends, Luchumra, with stringency. Vahu Shafira, there was an embryo, the Asai Lekameh Demar Shmuel, that was brought to Shmuel for a ruling, apparently a miscarriage. Omar Habar Arboin Vechad Yoma, he examined it and he said, it's a 41-day-old embryo. we know that 40 is definitive, 41 is past the threshold. It's a question of whether it's considered a child. This has nothing to do with abortion. Abortion is a different discussion. Once there's conception, so the child is en route to be a child. The discussions about being Machal Shabbos for such a thing, to preserve the pregnancy. So to purposely abort the pregnancy, we're not doing. That's a very advanced shaila. We want to know, though, in terms of Tuma and Taira, has the child developed enough to be, in the unfortunate case of a miscarriage, a childbirth equivalent event? And Shmuel took a look at the embryo and said, it passed the 40-day mark. It's 41. V'chashev miyoma da'ozla l'tvila adahu yoma. And as the story is related, they did a calculation from the day that she went to mikvah until the day of the miscarriage. V'lohava el arbo en yomin. And it was only 40 days. And there was a bit of a standoff here because Shmuel is insisting that it's 41 days from conception. And they did a calculation from mikveh night, and there were only 40 days. V'omar luhu, and Shmuel said, "Hai benida boal." In that case, he must have been with her while she was a nida. The night before he was permitted, because she went to mikvah, he was already with her, and that's where the conception was from, because I'm looking at the embryo and I see 41. Kafse, they tied him up, and they said, "We want the truth from you, va'odi," and he admitted that indeed he had been with her as a nida. So Shmuel clearly has great proficiency in this. So why is he being strict? Why is he being cautious? And the Gemara answers, Shaini Shmuel derav guvrei. Shmuel was unique because he was an expert. But when he taught Rav Yehuda, even though Rav Yehuda was shinina, a great expert in logic, but Shmuel didn't want Rav Yehuda extending himself on these types of rulings, even though Shmuel himself had awesome precision. I'm reminded of a story with Rav Moshe Feinstein, who was approached years after the Holocaust by a woman who said that she had gotten married based on the ruling of a certain rabbi, assuming that her husband, her first husband, was dead. She got married, she's had children, and now rumors are coming in that her first husband really is alive, and that he went, I think, to South Africa, and she was in the United States, and whatever, they didn't meet up with each other, but he's actually alive, and therefore the children from her second husband are compromised in their lineage. That would seem to be the case of Mamzerus. Husband is alive, and she's insisting that she got a heter. Reb Moshe asked her to repeat the story and delved into the details, and he just kept asking her to repeat it and cross-examined her. And the people, the students watching, were very confused. He was getting harsh in his interrogation, and he wanted precision. And suddenly they realized what was up. Reb Moshe had detected from her story that it's just impossible, because the name she was citing as the one who gave her the heter to remarry was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And Reb Moshe says it's impossible that he made a mistake and gave an authorization that wasn't valid, that wasn't accurate in the world. And after many minutes of this, the woman finally admitted that she had not gotten a heter from this particular rabbi. She just kind of figured by consensus, so many people had died, her husband probably was dead also, and she used this rabbi's name when she wanted to marry because he was already dead and it was convenient. But Rav Moshe said it was impossible, because to him, absolute clarity was that this Rav would not have erred and that he would be granted the heavenly assistance not to make such a mistake that would have such great ramifications. And if she did this, it wasn't on his shoulders. It's just impossible. And in his clarity, he was able to cross-examine again and again, knowing that eventually she would state the facts clearly. And that's really what Shmuel did here as well. His clarity is coming from a different type of clarity. He looked at the embryo and says, this is 41. You tell me, what's up? And when they put the person in a corner, so to speak, and said, we want answers, the person acknowledged that indeed the Be'ila producing this embryo was while she was still Anida. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.